Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Today, we're going to be talking about great faithfulness. Our scripture that gets us through the Bible in a year, or Numbers 19:9 through 21:9, Psalm 36, 1 through 6, Proverbs 8, 25 and 26, and Mark 15, 22 through 47. Our focal passage today is going to come from Psalm 36, verse 5. We're going to be talking about great faithfulness. And that passage says this: Lord, your faithful love reaches to heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. How wonderful it is in any age where unfaithfulness abounds to focus our gaze on those scriptures that point to the trustworthiness of our God. The one before us today is quite wonderful. But consider also these passages. Psalm 89:8 says, Lord God of hosts, who is strong like you, Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds me. Isaiah 11:5, righteousness and faithfulness will be a belt around his waist. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Can't you just feel the energy flowing through these scriptures, strengthening your confidence in God? For God to be unfaithful would be an act of that is contrary to his nature, and if it were ever was, we are only speculating because he could never do so, then he would cease to be God. Focus again with me on the text at the top of this of what we talked about. Let me read that passage again. Psalm 36, 5 says, Lord, your faithfulness reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness into the clouds. This is the psalmist's picturesque way of expressing the fact that far above all finite comprehension is the unchanging faithfulness of our God. Everything about God is vast and incomparable, including his faithfulness. He never forgets a thing. He never makes a mistake. He never fails to keep a promise. He never falters over a decision. He never retracts a statement that he has made and has never breached a contract. Every declaration he has made, every promise he has given, every covenant he has struck up is bestowed by his faithful character. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, how great you truly are. Great in power, great in majesty, great in love, great in mercy, and great in so many things. But above all, you are great in your faithfulness. And in that we rejoice today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on that, look at 1 Corinthians 1, 1 through 9, Hebrews 6, 18, and 1 Peter 4, 19. Keep these two questions in mind. What did Paul assure the Corinthians? And two, What is it impossible for God to do? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.